IPHC staff made the recommendations after a 2.5-hour presentation on their scientific survey and assessment methods during the Commission's interim meeting in Seattle Tuesday. About 50 people listened into a public webinar available over the Internet. While it varies by area, quantitative scientist Stephen Hare explained that overall halibut stocks remain on the decline.
As has been the case now for a number of years, there's been a coastwide decline in the catch rate of halibut on the survey. Coast-wide, the decrease is about 15% over last year. And even if this represents a steady and ongoing decline here, a total of more than 50% over the course of when we implemented full-scale surveys back in 1997. But the decline varies by area, of course.
Under the recommended limits, Southeast Alaska's Area 2C catch would again take the biggest hit percentage-wise, with a limit of about 2.3 million pounds. That's a little more than half of this past year's catch. Southeast fishermen have already seen their quota drop by 60% over the past half decade. Quotas measured in weight, not numbers of fish, and according to Hare, the drop in numbers has been accompanied by a bigger decline in weight for legal-sized halibut.
And while there is a coastwide decline in catching numbers, you know, it's relatively modest in comparison to what's happened to the weight of the fish that are over 32 inches.
Staff is recommending a cut of 28% for the Central Gulf of Alaska Area 3A with a proposed limit of just under 14.4 million pounds. The staff recommendation for the Western Gulf Area 3B is 7.5 million pounds for a reduction of 24%. On the brighter side, researchers continue to see large numbers of young halibut along the coast, but according to Hare, they've been slower to recruit or to grow to legal size.
Everybody seems to agree there's lots of young fish. They're simply not recruiting very rapidly into the exploitable carbon biomass in large measure because the growth rates have continued to decline.
The data showed some improvement in the Pacific Northwest Coast Area 2A and British Columbia Area 2B. For 2A, staff is proposing a 6% boost to 860,000 pounds, while Area 2B would go up about 2% with a catch of 7.65 million pounds. The Aleutians Area 4A and B would see limits at about 2.4 and 2.2 million pounds, which represent increases of 3% and 1% respectively. Bering Sea Areas 4, C, D, and E would also see a small boost of 4% with just over 3.7 million pounds. The Commission of U.S. and Canadian Representatives will not make a final recommendation on the limits until its annual meeting in January. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.